The ENS tab continues the list of questions. Question 10. Are there signs of visible accelerated erosion and sedimentation due to discharges from the site? Look for rills, gullies, scour holes, and sediment deposits both on-site and off-site. Question 11. Are there any unauthorized non-stormwater discharges occurring from the site? DEP gives the example of the discharge of sewage from portable restrooms. Question 12. Do stormwater discharges, if occurring during inspection, contain floating solids, foam, scum, sheen, or substances that result in observed deposits or produce an observable change in the color, taste, odor, or turbidity of the receiving water? Observed illicit discharges discharging from the site, whether originating on-site or off-site, must be reported. Question 13. Were any instances of non-compliance observed during the inspection? If any of the questions 1 through 9 are answered no, or any of the questions 10 through 12 answered yes, then a non-compliance was observed during the inspection. Question 14. Are critical stages of implementation of the PCSM plan occurring at the time of inspection? The critical stages of construction for stormwater control measures are described in the PCSM plan. Review the plan and compare it to the current site conditions to determine if critical stages are in progress. Question 15. Is or was a licensed professional present on site and responsible? This question only becomes active if the answer to the previous question is yes. The contractor's licensed professional or their designee should be on site and observing critical stages of stormwater control measure construction. Question 16. Has any fill material excavated on site, imported to the site, or exported from the site been tested for clean fill since the last inspection? If the answer to this question is yes, then Form FP001 is required. It is attached by selecting the paperclip button.